Greetings, Summit leaders. Welcome to CellD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, lessons learned from Dusty the Eagle. The eagle is my favorite creature. I love the majestic view of soaring high, the ability to focus on its target, and the bravery and precision shown in the storms they encounter. Great leaders for centuries look to the eagle for inspiration. There are several natural qualities that we see in the eagle. Here are three that align with CellD Career Principle number 6, the ABC to Victory, attitude, belief, and conviction. Dusty is a story of an eagle that started out in the barnyard with chickens. He was an experiment to test the theory of imprinting, a belief that chicks will form a natural attachment to their caregiver and mimic their behaviors. From birth, all Dusty knew was the life of chickens. They waited for the feed given them each day, confined in a wired chicken cage with daily routine of scratching in the dry, dusty soil. Dusty's life was challenging because he was bigger than his siblings, and when he attempted to run like a chicken, he stumbled and fell into the dust. Big Red was a beautiful red rooster, who taunted Dusty continually. "Look at Big Dusty! He's so bad at running, and look at his crazy-looking feet!" Every morning, Big Red would crow to let Dusty know just how insignificant his life was. One day, Dusty looked up from the barnyard and saw this majestic view of a bird soaring in the sky. He thought to himself, "If only I could fly." That afternoon, Dusty caught a vision of what he desired to become. It seemed impossible. Each attempt to fly ended in disappointment and more laughter from Big Red Rooster. Nevertheless, Dusty committed trying to burst through the chicken wire and the old way of seeing himself. One day, Providence aided him in his discovery. A great storm of rain and wind began. Big Red screamed, "Run for cover! Run for cover!" The mighty winds blew the top from the chicken cage. Dusty saw this as his opportunity. He never seemed fearful of wind and storms. Instead, they stirred him with action. He runs into the wind, extends his wings, and the wind lifts him from the barnyard floor to heights he could only imagine until now. Higher and higher until he is above the storms, soaring and discovering the gifts that were there from birth. Now, Dusty knows who he is, an eagle. His attitude helped transform his thinking. He no longer thinks like a chicken. He believes that he can soar on eagle's wings to heights as high as 10,000 feet. He acts like an eagle. He envisions the mountaintops, takes the initiative, and makes his nest in the high places. From his new perspective, Dusty sees life as his opportunity to grow his skills and enjoy the thrill of using his talents and gifts. Conviction moves him to focus and dive on a target the size of a fish from almost a mile away. "I can do this," he says to himself. And with a scream of confidence, Dusty begins his dive. Big Red observes these newly discovered gifts. He is amazed as Dusty, with his focus on fresh salmon, descends at nearly 100 miles an hour, and at just the right time, precisely adjusts his wings and talons to seize the fresh food catch of the day. What can we learn from Dusty the Eagle? Number 1, attitude. The 90-10 rule prevails. Life is 10% circumstances, and 90% is our response. Number 2, belief. The winner is not always the fastest, seemingly most gifted, but the one who believes he can. Number 3, conviction. The inner affirmation that I am here for a purpose and qualified to fulfill it. When we face challenges and adversity, remember Dusty's story. Believe it, and it is your story. We can gain new strength, soar on wings like eagles, run and not get tired, walk and not lag on our journey as leaders. Take each step in faith. Believe you are on the right path, and know you are becoming a great leader who can impact the world. I think of a quote describing Dusty's journey as he perches in victory with other eagles on their mountain. He raises up the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and inherit a seat of honor. Until the next time, my friends, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.